When you picture executives who work for a major airline, mm-hmm. what do you think of?
Probably a suit.
Nice suits,
yeah.
Big corner offices,
totally.
Three martini lunches.
Easily.
I mean, they probably have it really good, let's be honest. But not sure that you'd want to be an executive at Qantas Airlines in Australia right now.
Why?
Oh, that's a huge
airline. That's a fancy one too, I thought.
Well, because like a lot of industries, they're dealing with a worker shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically, baggage handlers.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard like grounds crew, there's no one to hire right now.
Really?
So right now, they're asking their executives to come down from their beautiful offices and their ivory towers, grab some gloves and a reflective vest, and help move bags around down on a tarmac.
I love it.
At least 100 of the senior staff has been outsourced to ground handling teams where they sort and scan luggage and help load them on and off of all their aircraft.
Dude,
yes.
Those people are too old to be doing that.
Just picture looking out of the little tiny window in the airplane and seeing like an 80-year-old.
I know that they call it senior staff as in like they're higher ups, but they're typically usually also close to seniors.
Qantas is saying it's not going to be a full-time thing, but for now they got to do what they got to do.
Dude, I mean, they're going to start flying the planes too? Because I heard there's a pilot shortage as
there
well.
Is.
Probably the next step. But Brooke, that's why management has asked me to let you know.
Uh-oh.
You're going to be covering middays from here on out.
Hey, I did that for like 2 months once in my career. Yeah. I can make it happen.
And Jose and Alexis, they want you two to do overnights. Since you're basically dating already, they're just going to give you that time together.
No. Right.
Jose would fall asleep.
I really would.
I don't think that's any different from the overnight guys we have right now.
Yeah.
That's true.
I swear to God, I found a pillow in the corner the other day.
So
day. What are you going to do?
I'm going to oversee you guys.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Okay.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, right.
You're the manager.
Let's move on to the shot caller question of the day. No Bucket in studio once again this morning, so I have a feeling I know what's coming, but Digital Jake.
I don't want to give it away.
Why don't you tell us?
It's the game show that offered Wheel of Fortune's Vanna White 4 times her salary.
What?
But she refused to take the job because of Jose's DMs.
I'm sorry, but Vanna White will always be hot.
Amen to that.
It's Guess It or Mess It.
All right.
If you've ever seen the TV show Pyramid, it's a lot like that, but with our co-hosts. They'll each have 30 seconds to guess a single phrase using only one-word clues. After the time is done, you'll have one final guess that needs to be exactly right. Otherwise, you're getting the zap of your life with a dog obedience shot caller.
Okay.
Now, today's theme for Guess It or Mess It is songs from Disney movies.
Yay!
This is Jeff's wheelhouse.
You got this one, Jeff.
Can't be any easier.
The clue giver will not be able to use any movie titles or character names at all, and you can't say anything that's on the piece of paper I give you.
Okay.
The first person guessing today will be Brooke, and she'll be getting her clues from our very own real-life Snow White, but with less education, Alexis.
A less educated Snow White? Wasn't she like 13?
Yeah, she was.
But Brooke's covering her ears. Brooke's song is The Bare Necessities from Jungle Book.
Hard.
All right, Brooke, we're ready for you. Alexis, you can begin now.
Naked.
Naked? In Disney?
Important.
Tarzan.
Important.
The Emperor's New Clothes. I don't know a song from that, though.
I don't think that's a movie.
They did do an Emperor.
Emperor's New Groove is what you're thinking.
Oh, that's what it is.
Tigers.
That's the original one.
I don't know.
What, tigers?
What
did
help.
You just mumbled. What did you say?
Yeah. Tigers.
Tigers? Naked tigers? Naked tigers? What?
Roar.
Brooke, you have one final guess.
This will be a miracle, Brooke.
Don't say Tiger Woods PGA Tour at 2008.
Bare Necessities.
What?
From Downtown. The Bare Necessities from Jungle Book is right.
I went to Jungle and I was thinking all the Jungle ones that I know.
And then
I heard Bear and then she went, okay.
Brooke is safe. Now, Brooke, you dressed up as Sleeping Beauty for all 4 years of high school in a desperate attempt to get your first kiss.
Oh.
You're giving clues to Jose.
That's a questionable way to do it there, Jake.
Jose.
Yikes.
Jose's song is You've got a friend in me from Toy Story.
Oh.
All right, we're ready for you, Jose.
That might be a tough one.
Brooke, your time to give clues starts now.
Spaceman.
Okay, Space Jam. Astronaut.
Cowboy.
Oh, Toy Story.
Buddy.
Buddy, a friend. You got a friend in me. Yay! Wow. You are so good at this.
Thanks.
Yeah, so you can describe the characters, can't say their name.
Yeah.
That's a good strat.
All right, Jose. The downstairs Pinocchio. It's time for you to give hints to Jeffrey.
It only works when you lie.
Wow. But you still can't tell. Yeah. It's really small. You know?
All right, Jose. It's time for you to give hints to Jeffrey. So Jeffrey, he's having a time
Geppetto
over there. Don't say Geppetto. He's going to lose it. Jeffrey's song is Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, we're ready for you.
Okay.
Jose, okay, you can get after it starting now.
Nanny.
Naughty.
Good.
Sweet.
Sugar Boys.
Measurement. Sugar Boy Measurement.
What Disney are you watching?
Measurement. Ruler.
Babysit.
This is good, Jose.
Cry. Babysit.
How do you not have this?
Diabetes.
What?
Oh. Insulin shots.
Falling.
Fall.
Hey, don't use your phone.
All right, Jeffrey, you have 30 seconds to guess.
Don't be a disappointment to
I'm sweet as candy.
What?
Oh, I've never heard that.
Sorry, we were looking for a Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins.
Nanny, Measurement, Mary babysit. Poppins.
I haven't seen that one.
To be fair,
shut up.
You lived that life.
Yeah.
You had a special nanny who sang to you.
I'll take the L on that one. That was on me.
I know Sugar Boys is what you call the lollipop shell from Wizard of Oz, so that's confusing.
Close.
All right. Okay. Jeffrey, whose favorite Disney movie is Booty and the Beast, you're giving clues to Alexis.
All right.
Sugar
Alexis is plugging her ears. Alexis's song is Do You Want to Build a Snowman from Frozen?
Okay.
All right, Alexis, we're ready for
She's
you.
Got this.
I think so. I'm confident.
Your 30 seconds starts now.
Question?
What? That's how you start?
Big.
Animal.
Carrot.
Ooh, okay.
What? Oh, a snowman. Olaf?
Balls.
What
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah! Yeah! Balls trigger Alexis to get in.
Snowballs, Jose.
Yeah. Snowballs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You could say snow.
Yeah.
Oh, the carrot.
The carrot was really good.
That was clutch.
That was really
good. I did not think you were going to get it.
So, is it only me?
It's just
I'm the only one getting shocked on the round of Disney.
That.
And somebody wanted to hear the classic Disney tune, Jolene by Dolly Parton. All right, let's just do this. Jolene, 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 I'm begging you, please don't take my man, Jolene. Came out of nowhere. That's your shock collar question of the day.
Sugar Boys.
Question? Tabs coming up next.